Is the road system around here pretty good? Are the roads in pretty good shape?
Yeah, they're trying to keep them pretty good shape.
The what?
They're trying to keep them that way. I guess a lot of people say they bought that charge off that toll road. They're talking about a road that we had to pay.
Yeah.
They're supposed to pay for 2 or 3 years to get that road paid for.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped it now. Some people have a job now for that.
Is that right?
Called toll road.
Mm-hmm. Where is that road? It goes...
Oh, it goes from here to Dallas. Over there, off of East Lancaster. Off the east side.
Now, is Lancaster a street?
Uh-huh. It goes from Fort Worth to Dallas.
I see. Have you ever been along that road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, went to Dallas Fair. Two and twice. Mm-hmm. On that road. With Salvation Army.
Oh, went on a trip then.
Uh-huh.
I see. Well, what are most of the roads around here made out of, the surfaces?
I don't know, just like this right here, I guess. Mm-hmm. Hot top it, grab it.
You know, I noticed when I was driving in downtown Fort Worth, there's some streets that aren't paved. You don't have that black top on it. Looks like it's just brick. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Are those just old streets?
Yeah.
Or?
This street we have here on the north side here is called Street. That used to be my maiden name. Mm-hmm.
I see. Let me talk about roads. You know, maybe if you were out in the country riding along, you might have this little road that goes off the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Country Road.
This Country Road?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you ever seen a place out in the field where the cows might have been walking along it, you know, until it's been beaten down? They just walk the same way every day coming in from the pasture. What would you call something like that?
Just a trail.
Trail. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if you just happened to meet somebody, maybe a friend of yours, and you weren't really looking for him, you might say something like, "Well, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran
into him." Like my stepdad one time, he met a man. The man said, "I'm glad I saw you." And I says, I ain't standing in front of him, you know, when he left. I said, "What do you mean he's glad he saw you?" I says, "He should have said, I'm glad I've seen you."
Mm-hmm.
That's more proper way to say, "I'm glad I've seen you." He said, "I'm glad I saw you." He said, "They all know how to talk proper way because he must be high school and college." I said, "Uncle, that had a good education if he says he said that way. I'm glad I saw you."
Yeah.
I said, "It sounds like he said glad he saw you. Well, saw you too, or something."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Oh, she'll say, I'm glad I've seen you."
I see.
Well, won't you think be proper way said? Please say, "I'm glad I saw you." Won't you think be proper way say, "I'm glad I've seen you"? I didn't even go to grammar school. You went to grammar school, high school, college, all.
You just missed that somehow.
Yeah, I sure did. That's what I said. Look like you said it other way. Face mm-hmm. that way.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask about this expression. Say if the parents name their well, let's say if a child has been given the same name that his father has, you'd say that the parents named the child
Junior.
Yeah.
Now, like your name. I don't know what your name is. See if you name a child after your like your father named your child, you named after your father,
mm-hmm.
you call him Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say they don't want no juniors because they don't accept it's a mean.
Oh.